Well, good morning. It is good to see everybody. We're so glad you're here on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And this is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice. And we certainly should be, since it's only going to be in the 70s this week and my kind of weather. And but we're glad to see you today and a little bit later on. And I hope this will be kind of a blessing to you. As I was looking at one of our lectionary psalms this week, I'm going to be talking about growing older and what that and how that's not always an easy thing. So we'll be looking at that a little bit later on in the service. We want to welcome those that may be listening online later on this week. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. With great rejoicing, we come to God's house. God's power and love flows through this place.
We place
Come, let us worship the Lord. Well, let's join together there to sing our first hymn. It's hymn number 251, Power in the Blood, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live
free?
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Well, let's join together for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Mighty God, whose power and mercy extend to all creation, Pour out your love on us this day, that we might be healed and made ready to serve you by serving others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to go to our next hymn, hymn number 46 there. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ear, 'tis life and help and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and lead ye lame for joy. I guess we have one if she wants to come down this morning. Yes. How are you doing? Did you get new shoes for school? So how's that going? That's good. That's good. You're sixth grade. Wow. All right. Yeah. So we both. Hold on a minute. I forgot to change it. I wanted to talk about. Okay. So let me ask you a question. So now there's different reasons why you have aches and pains as a sixth grader. But do you sometimes have aches and pains? Yeah, okay. So usually when you're young, you have aches and pains because you're still growing. Yes, and your body's changing and all of that, and different things, and that's part of growing up. But as you get older, there's aches and pains because things aren't working the way they used to work. Yeah, and you know, and that's kind of part of life. I think sometimes we think that we will always stay young. But we do grow up, as you will find out. Yeah. And you have a while yet, because what is it? Trying to remember, is it 29? Is that when they say that all of a sudden the new brain cells are no longer forming, but they're going the opposite direction? I was shocked the first time I heard how low that number was. I was like, 29? Yeah. And so, yeah. So, but here's the thing. God's with us through it all. As you're growing up, you face different things. As we've gotten older, we face your mom, your dad, your grandparents. They face different things. Every generation and age group faces different things. You're facing a different kind of growing pains. Yes, but God is with us through it all. And He's there to help us and give us strength and wisdom and guidance through the whole thing. And that's a wonderful thing. And we can lean on God's strength in the midst of that. So don't ever forget that. And I think, are you just going to go back to your seat since you're the only one, or are you going downstairs? Whatever you decide to do there today. So, all right. We want to have a moment to be able to pray this morning. And like always, we always take the joys and concerns that we want for you to be able to share so that we can pray. And so we're going to give you a chance to do that. So if anybody has a joy or concern.
Yes, I have a joy and a concern. A joy, I have the incredible honor of marrying my grandson and his fiance on Wednesday. Fantastic experience. I'm so blessed by the fact that they asked me to do that. And then a couple of concerns. Carrie fell at the rehearsal dinner.
Ooh.
And has a pretty badly bruised knee and bruised ribs. So she's home pretty sore.
I was wondering where she was with you.
Yeah, she's pretty sore, banged up. And just prayers for my dad and for my sister. Both of them are kind of having some struggles with losing mom.
Yeah. So we want to remember the Caulfield family as we prayed for them before. And we want to remember them. And for Carrie this morning. That's especially the ribs. That one's difficult. Go ahead, Rhea.
For Georgia Group, she has oral surgery Tuesday.
Okay. So we want to remember Georgia. Somebody else. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else. Yes.
From the prayer group, well, in the morning time of the workout, she brought her chemo September 4th. Jean Cabal had that second eye surgery, and she's, and they expected some pain, and the light really bothers her. And then we're praying for Priscilla, but also they put on the prayer team that Barney has a friend that's in really bad shape, and they want to pray for him. David, or Terry Maxson, and then Susie Sowers died.
Who?
And then Susie Sowers.
What was the last name? Okay, so we want to remember several there from the prayer group, the prayer chain, the group there. For Brenda, who is starting chemo soon, and for Jean, as she's recovering still, and for Priscilla, and for, I think you said, was it Carrie Maxson? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry. Okay, sorry.
Terry Maxson. Yeah, and our friend of Barney and her fellow, that's really bad, but she didn't put a name.
Okay. And then the Solomon, Solomon Fandy?
Sowers.
Even though you spell it, it still has to do with hearing with the fan, the air conditioner on. Yes. I mean, my wife can be right next to me and tell me something and I don't hear it. So she's been bugging me. I'll say more about that in my sermon. Yeah. 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 And then the Coyle family. Yes. So we want to remember them in our prayers. Somebody else. Yes. Yes. The Dieter family, yes. I think I saw another hand, did I? Somebody else? Okay.
We had prayed a couple of times the last couple of three Sundays for Amy Miller. She's secretary, she was secretary treasurer of the High Horseshoe Pitchers Association. She'd been had that position for 10 years, did an excellent job. She got brain cancer, was operated on, and it took her pretty quick. She passed this past week.
Oh, so
58 years old.
Oh my gosh.
We was over Sunday, or we was over this week and to the visitation. And,
that's got to be hard on the family. Yeah, that's got to be. It was Miller, right? Miller family? Okay. That's, yeah. All right. So we want to remember that family with the loss there. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
Emily Jo has shingles.
Ah. She's younger than me.
I know. Terrible.
And I got vaccinated for that. After I saw what my... Well, Tom went through, and my mother-in-law, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get shingles. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else this morning? Yes?
The guys went out to Illinois to play with their toys, and they're headed back this morning.
Do you mean one of the farm machinery places? Hey, that wasn't the one... Was that the one you had? Did you show that? Somebody showed a picture of an old International tractor with the front picker that sets on the... Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. And so we want to remember them as they're traveling. And probably anybody else that might be traveling. Yeah.
I don't hear very well either. Did somebody mention Doris Dieter family?
Yes, they did. Sorry. Yeah. Dieter family. Yes. Yeah. Anybody else? This morning. All right. Well, there's lots of them again. And some of these names that maybe you might remember as you as she plays, give you a moment there in your seat quietly to pray and lift up some of those names to God. Or maybe something that you came in today with, something burdening you or weighing you down or something of that nature. And you want to talk to God about that today. You're more than welcome to do that there in your seat, and then I will come and close us out. Gracious God, as we pause today, we thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for the wonderful weather that we've been experiencing. Lord, although we can use some rain, and we ask for your mercy and grace that you would send us some rain, but God, we are amazed by the beauty of all creation and the blessings that you have poured into our lives. Lord, we think about things that are happening in the world today, where there's war and strife and conflict in the Sudan and in Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Gaza and that area and other places, Lord, around the world, Lord, today. God, we pray for peace. We pray for somehow, some way that there would be a cease to hostilities and that that they can come to compromises and be able to cease from destruction and the destruction of innocent life, Lord, that is so precious to you, God. And we pray for our world leaders and our own leaders here at home, God, that you'll give wisdom and guidance, Lord, and that they would act in ways that are the ways of peace and mercy and humility and to make a difference, the best for people's lives in their communities and countries and world, Lord. Lord, we lift up those that are struggling and hurting around the world, but also here at home, God, and facing the different things that, whether it's through the crazy weather we've had, or the dry weather, or illness or sickness or whatever it may be, God. People that need strength today. People that need to be uplifted, Lord. And we ask that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we pray for those right here at home, Lord, that have been mentioned this morning, God. We ask that you would touch for Carrie this morning, God, for your quick healing touch for her in those areas that she's bruised, Lord. For Georgia that's going in for surgery on Tuesday, God, that you would guide and direct and be with her. And for Brenda, Lord, who's starting treatments, God, may you give strength, Lord, to her body during that time, and help them, help the medicine to be able to destroy anything the cancer that might still maybe be around or whatever, God, that you administer there. For Jean, God, for healing and strength as she's recovering. For Priscilla, Lord, as she is healing and recovering also, Lord. Lord, we pray for Terry, God, that you would minister to him today, God, with your healing touch and grace there. Lord, we lift up Emily, Lord, that you would just minister to her, Lord, and bring healing to her body and strength for her. Lord, we lift up those that are traveling, God, that you will give them mercies and bring them back safe, Lord. Lord, we pray for the different ones, the families that lost loved ones today. God, each of these families that was mentioned, Lord, that you would just extend your grace and your comfort and your peace and your strength today as we think about those five families, Lord, and probably others, Lord, that you would grace them today. And Lord, we continue to pray for our church and our service. Lord, as we discuss the various things in our meeting after a while, that you'll give us wisdom and guidance and lead us, we pray, in this process of the various things that we're thinking about updating and improving, and that you would guide us through that, we pray. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord, that goes out each month. So many of them that are battling longer term things, God, that need healing, that need strength, that need faith. We think about our men and women that are serving around the world in our armed forces. We especially lift up Matthew and his team in Poland. God, that you'll be with them and watch over them and keep them in your care. And Lord, we pray as we continue the rest of our service and as we break the bread of your word today, that you would just encourage us and strengthen us, fill us with faith as we trust in you all the days of our lives. And we're thankful and grateful for all these things now as we ask him in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord, incline thine ear to us, and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, thank you for your faithfulness and your giving. It continues the work of the local church here and our ministry out into the community and around the world. And as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give. Thank you. Together there in the bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Oh God, we thank you for your great generosity. All that we are and all that we have is a gift from you. Accept this offering and grant that it may bless others under your guidance. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 71. It's one of our lectionary psalms for this Sunday. And technically, the lectionary is 1 through 6, but I've extended it a little further in 1 through 9. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint. I run to you, Lord, for protection. Don't disappoint me. You do what is right. So come to my rescue. Listen to my prayer and keep me safe. Be my mighty rock, the place where I can always run for protection. Save me by your command. You are my mighty rock and my fortress. Come and save me, Lord God, from vicious and cruel and brutal enemies. I depend on you, and I have trusted you since I was young. I have relied on you from the day I was born. You brought me safely through birth, and I always praise you. Many people think of me as something evil, but you are mighty, my mighty protector, and I praise and honor you all day long. Don't throw me aside when I'm old. Don't desert me when my strength is gone. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning. And that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us today. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to pick on preachers here this morning. A preacher prepared a Sunday morning service, but only one person, a farmer, was there. He asked the farmer, "What do you think we should do?" The farmer replied with a good drawl, "Well, if only one cow came into the barn, I'd feed it." So the preacher mounted the pulpit and began to preach and preach and preach. About 2 hours later, he concluded. He stepped down and said to the farmer, "So what did you think?" The farmer replied, "Well, if only one cow came into the barn, I certainly wouldn't try to feed it all the hay in the barn." There you go this morning. I want to talk to you about a psalm for growing older. It's not easy. getting older. I'll be honest with you. There's not much that I like about growing older. I can't hear as well, as you all know. My wife's been telling me, you need to go to the audiologist. I can't move as fast or remember as good. My heels ache when I stand for long periods of time. Though we all know getting older is part of life, we still don't believe it until it actually starts happening to us. Today's psalm was written by an aging poet. And the problems that the psalmist faced are universal. In fact, if we look at it this morning, we're going to see that they are problems associated with growing older. What's the first one I want you to see? We have less strength. We have less strength. You know, when I'm talking about strength here, I'm not just talking about physical strength. We all are aware of that, but I'm talking about strength in all aspects of our lives. Sometimes we don't handle stress as well. Sometimes we can't hear as well. Sometimes we can't read small print anymore. I was at a place the other day, and I was looking at something, and I was like, man, I can't even read this with my readers on. It was so fine and small. Maybe we get tired faster. We don't sleep as well. And maybe we're waking up 3 or 4 times a night to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about. Yet I hear what the psalmist is saying when he says, don't throw me aside when I'm old. Don't desert me when my strength is gone. I think the psalmist is saying, God, when I need you the most, that's when I need you to be there for me. We have less strength. Second part of that is troubles don't get any easier. Okay, here I am in college. I think I was probably about 21, somewhere in there. And one of my good professors, he happened to be my advisor for my major, pastoral ministry. He had been a pastor for some 25 years and done a lot of work in the areas of counseling and stuff like that. And he taught several of the classes that I had taken. And he kind of took me a little bit under his wing. But I remember one time we were talking and I said to him, because he was in his late 40s at the time. And I said, does it get any easier? Does the struggles in our lives, the temptations and struggles and everything that we face in life, I said, do they get any easier? And he looked right at me and said, no. He didn't beat around the bush at all. He said, no, it doesn't. The difficulties we have faced throughout our lives don't necessarily go away. They're still there. And as we read, and it's probably the biggest part of our reading today, is that the psalmist still faced enemies who taunted him or her. And the troubles we once faced, in a sense, sometimes now seem difficult because our ability to handle them has diminished. When we were younger, we had this inner strength and this strength of physical and mental and everything else. And now I know as we get older, we want to become more mature as Christians and in our faith and everything. But that doesn't mean that we still don't hurt, that we still don't struggle, that we still don't face these times in our lives. Our troubles don't get any easier. Third thing I want you to see is loneliness may seem greater or seems greater. Sometimes as we grow older, we have fewer people in our lives that we've always known and depended on. The psalmist felt utterly alone at times with no one to help, and he's crying out to God and saying, God, please help me, rescue me. Be there for me. Be my rock. Be my fortress. Which you've, and the implication is you've always been that for me, but I need it right now in my life. Maybe you feel the same way. Years ago, you had many friends and co-workers, but now family and friends have either moved on or they've passed away. It may seem like you have no one, but I want to assure you today, you have God, no matter what you're going through. Now, that's the problems. Maybe I could have talked about more, and that may seem like a downer a little bit, but it's reality. I don't want to give you a false sense if you have faith, everything's going to always be good in your life and everything perfect, because we know that that's not life. But here's what I want you to see that I catch from the reading today. Even going further down, if we were to read the whole psalm, there's things in there that speak to us. So the second thing is I want you to see is keep looking to God. Keep looking to God. I've shared that many times with you before in sermons and different things. But there's two things that jump out at me. Really three, but I didn't include the third. I may mention it at the end. But the first one there is keep trusting in God's faithfulness. Did you catch what the psalmist said? God, you have been in my life. You've been a part of my life since I was young, even from birth. I mean, the psalmist is looking back over his or her life. And the psalmist recognizes that God has always been there. It's what Wesley talked about in his writings that he referred to as prevenient grace. That God is always, for lack of better terminology, pumping grace into our lives even before we were baptized or came to faith or had an experience with God. God has been the psalmist's hope from the beginning. God has been the psalmist's constant refuge, rock, and protector. And if you're here today and you understand that and realize that, then I hope you will continue to trust in God's faithfulness. Time and again, the psalmist says, God has delivered the poet from troubles. Keep trusting in God's faithfulness. Second thing I see there as a part of that is keep trusting in God's presence. God's presence. The psalmist found comfort, safety, and security in God's presence. It's like the way a child naturally goes to her mother for comfort and security when she's scared or hurt. She's not hesitant to seek out her mom. In fact, they usually scream or holler. Or even as you're an adult, young lady, and you're having your own kids. Mom, mom. And what does that child do? Crawls right up into mom's lap and cuddles, finding confidence from her embrace. Over the last year or two, and I've shared this before, just the stress and everything in life and how we instantly hear bad things, bad stuff going on around the world, this and that. It's been very weary and heavy on me. And I don't even know why, but this week as I was working on this, I happened to be driving to, I did two funerals this week. And I was just feeling kind of wore out and tired. And all of a sudden, and I don't even know why, except Paul alludes to it in Romans 8. He said that the Spirit works in us so that we cry out, Abba, Father. And I was driving and I just started saying, Abba, Abba, Abba. I can sense it right now as I'm saying it. And I could feel God's presence in this peace. And it made me realize that I have to depend on that. I have to depend on that. Because nobody else, my wife can't give that to me. My kids can't give that to me. You guys can't give that to me. Nobody. All the money in the world can't give that to me. Only God can, our Heavenly Father that loves us so. And Paul says it's the Spirit that works in us to cry out, Abba, Father. If I could give you, all of us today, one small piece of advice, it would be this. Don't get old. I know it doesn't work that way. Yet, here's the key. Even if our strength fades, our problems don't go away, or our loneliness increases, we can trust in God's faithfulness and presence. Remember, we are not alone in the process of growing older. A psalm for growing old. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to do something. It's not in the bulletin. But we are going to take a moment and receive one more member in to membership. You remember last Sunday, we received four in. I thought it was going to be five, but Deanna had to work. And she had missed several Sundays there. And when she got baptized, what was that, 4 weeks ago now? And then our two confirmands that we took in last Sunday. And so today, we are going to just take a moment and receive her. I said, is this fine to do it? She said, yes. So come on, Deanna. Come on down. And we're going to receive her in real quick. And then you can greet one another. And you can greet her too and say welcome. So you just face me here as we do this morning. Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and sharing in the mission of the church? If so, say, I promise with the help of God. Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves God, this community, and world? If so, say, I promise with the help of God. And congregation, do you who witness and celebrate her this morning promise your continuing friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ? If so, say, we promise our love, friendship, support, and prayers.
We promise our love, friendship, support, and prayers.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior. Amen. Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of Lost Creek United Church of Christ, we welcome you into membership and extend you the hand of welcome, acceptance, and love. Amen. Amen. Blessing, and then we'll close out with our hymn this morning. know you just got those, but if you can just hang on a minute and till we get through our hymn, let's stand together as we sing this hymn, Take Time to Be Holy. 384, if you want to use the hymn book. Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, rest in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to see. Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Much time spent in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrows, still follow the Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trust in his word. Let's join together for our benediction this morning. Go forth knowing God supports us each day. Go in peace and confidence, ready to always serve in all places and times. Amen.